Random House Audio presents Under Magnolia, a Southern Memoir, written and read for you by Frances Mays. For my daughter, Ashley. Memory believes before knowing remembers, believes longer than recollects, longer than knowing even wonders. William Faulkner, Light in August. Preface. A grape leaf from Faulkner's Arbor. At a few times in my life, I've not been aware that I've just stepped onto a large X. Change might not be on my mind. Why change? I've always admired lives that flourish in place. The taproot reaches all the way to the aquifer. The leaves bud, flourish, fall, and grow again. I like generations following one another in the same house, where lamplight falls through the windows in squares of light on the snow, and somebody's height chart still marks the kitchen doorway. But there I stand on the X, not knowing it's time to leap, when really I'd only meant to pause. In Oxford, Mississippi, one chance weekend, the last thing I expected was a life-changing epiphany. Looking up at a white southern manse with the requisite rocking chairs and hanging ferns on the porch, I ratcheted my carry-on bag up the steps and rang the bell. "Is this all right? Everything decent is full because of the football game," the woman who gave me a lift had explained. "Decent," she said. "You hear that word all the time in the South. A decent person."